From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. This recording, the Miles Davis Quintet's Live at the Plugged Nickel, is a must-have for most jazz fans. The 1965 gig at Chicago's Plugged Nickel Club set a new standard for jazz improvisation, and it helped propel the legendary trumpeter's sidemen, Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, Tony Williams, and Wayne Shorter, to monumental careers of their own. While working on a biography about saxophonist Wayne Shorter, music critic Michelle Mercer came across new details about the Plugged Nickel sessions and how they got their groundbreaking sound.
On a plane to Chicago for the Miles Davis Quintet's final gig of the year, drummer Tony Williams exploded with an idea. "Hey, what if we made anti-music? Like, whatever someone expects you to play, that's the last thing you play." The other guys in the band weren't so sure. This onstage parlor game would feel awkward and sound disastrous. But in the end, they agreed to sacrifice the gig for the betterment of the band. When the musicians walked into the Plugged Nickel Club, they were surprised to see record producer Tio Massaro stringing wires across the stage. The gig was being recorded. Tony glared at the other guys in a silent warning. Nobody was turning back from their sabotage mission. So what if there'd be evidence of the anti-music gig for everyone to hear? It was time to grow or die. From the intro to the very first tune, it was clear the guys playing behind Miles were up to something new. A few bars in, bassist Ron Carter played the last thing you'd expect, uprooting the tune's foundation. On piano, Herbie Hancock pulled away from the tonal center. Miles quickly reacted, testing out some off-kilter ideas of his own, but his final phrase sounded like a question mark. By the start of the second set, Miles was on to the band's game, and he liked it. The trumpeter always ran his bands on musical meritocracy. The best ideas ruled, and even the leader had to be hip and selfless enough to follow them. But Miles' chops were still a little weak from his extended time off, so he challenged the others by simply leaving them extra space. Lots of space, while the audience waited for his next phrase. Seasons changed, people fell in and out of love, and the band faltered. It took them almost 7 minutes to coax their anti-music from Miles' deep silence, but they did. While the other players soloed, Miles and saxophonist Wayne Shorter took a break off stage. Miles turned to Wayne and said, "You ever feel like you could play anything you want?" Wayne started to answer, "Yeah, I think I..." "I know just what you mean," Miles interrupted. "But can you also not play everything?" "Oh, that's a lot harder," Wayne said. On the second night, the quintet played some of the same tunes again, but even a Miles classic like So What sounded reborn. Drummer Tony Williams kicked things into high gear with polyrhythms he just couldn't quantify, while bassist Ron Carter leapt over bar lines in a single bound. Though the band kept an eye on the tune's structure, in some ways, their music felt freer than free jazz. They could go anywhere they wanted and know that everyone on stage could follow. When they got lost together. Fans at the club were rowdy. They'd expected to hear polished pearls, the smooth tunes from Miles' recordings. Instead, they heard rough cuts from a band that used music like a sorcerer's stone. But the group found its anti-music. When each guy played his own stream of consciousness, attempting to fake the others out, the group was pushed into a deeper consensus of sound. It was a crucial transition. Miles was a direct link to the bebop era. He'd actually played with Charlie Parker in the 40s. But here, in the 60s, his group was setting a new standard for contemporary improvisation. When a Live at the Plug Nickel recording was finally issued in Japan 9 years later, the former members of Miles Quintet were astonished that the music actually made sense. Their sabotage game had become a common vocabulary in jazz. And almost 40 years later, the Plug Nickel recording still sounds as bold, fresh, and fun as anything you could hear in a jazz club now, even on a really wild night.
Music critic Michelle Mercer and the Miles Davis Quintet live at the Plugged Nickel.